Thank you very much, Sam. Now, on with some more news. And as usual, there is so much good work going on for charities. The Oxfam Bookshop in Bedford Street is inundated with donations, and other charities report a similar surge in donations following clear-outs by people during lockdown. The Big C Charity and the Hamlet Centre are also in the news, and there's a charity walk and a workout for charity at the gym. Bookworms will be able to grab a bargain after a charity shop has been inundated with 40,000 books. Jenny Newton, shop manager of the Oxfam Books and Music Shop on Bedford Street, Norwich, said the store has been deluged with donations since it reopened on April the 12th, when non-essential shops could trade again after lockdown. She was grateful for the donations, but said the charity shop was in an unprecedented situation, and the items were in piles everywhere around the store. The books would measure 1 mile high in height if piled on top of each other, or match the length of 30 Nelson's columns if put in a line. And to create space for all stock in the Oxfam store, the thousands of second-hand goods will be sold off at half price until the bank holiday weekend.
A fashion clearance at Gerald of Norwich has seen shoppers update their wardrobes and raise £2,000 towards a new cancer support centre. Gerald launched its big clear-out sale in February in aid of Big C, which plans to open its Norwich support centre in Dereham Road early next year. John Adams, General Manager and Senior Trading Director at Gerald, said the store had a fantastic reaction from customers. Carol Slaughter, Head of Marketing, Fundraising and Communications at Big C, said it was such a fun initiative which echoed the mood of the nation as we began clearing out our closets in lockdown. And thank you also to everyone who bought something. The money will go a long way to helping more people access cancer support in a new state-of-the-art facility for Norwich and Norfolk. We hope building work will start in a few weeks, but we still need to raise further funds for the build and running costs of the new centre. Every donation we receive counts.
A Norwich-based charity that helps children and adults with profound disabilities has launched an appeal for a new base after a search proved fruitless. The Hamlet, which works to break down barriers for people living with disabilities and complex health needs through recreational, educational and social opportunities, hopes a Good Samaritan will step forward with suitable premises for rent. The charity currently has two centres, including its flagship building in Johnson Place and a converted Victorian school on Ella Road in Thorpe Hamlet used for adult services. The COVID pandemic saw them open a short-term third site in order to continue to provide services that could not be done in a socially distanced way. Now it is seeking a more permanent third location to ease the pressure on crowded Ella Road and allow them to help more people. Hamlet Centre Trust Chief Executive Pauline Morgan said, "What we don't want to do is to go back to being squashed into one building. Opening additional premises in the pandemic has been an eye-opener. We have realised that having the extra space makes the care and activities and management of the young adults with very complex needs much easier and much better. Also, there is a demand for our services, so we would like to be able to take some more youngsters."
Representatives of 23 charities descended on Norwich Cathedral for the launch of a 375-mile fundraising walking challenge. The first day of Walking for Norfolk took place with the High Sheriff of Norfolk, Michael Gurney, reading a poem to kickstart the proceedings. Hymns were also sung ahead of the teams walking the equivalent distance from Norwich to Notre Dame in Paris within their local area. Walking for Norfolk founder James Bagg said, a variety of distances were covered on the first day, with the Garage Trust team covering 68 miles, while others have just done one or two. The field is spread. Having spoken to everybody yesterday, they are so pleased to find a platform to raise money and raise their profile. The Purfleet Trust homeless charity in King's Lynn has a number of clients walking. Each participant will be walking roughly 5 miles a day for 2 weeks to reach the total of 375 required. Mr. Bagg's team, known as the Stradsit Strollers, will even be taking it in turns to carry a log to assist with the rebuilding of Notre Dame after the fire. Among the charities being represented is the Massew Project, with one team called TMP Trekkers lined up for the challenge.
A fanatical Star Wars family have made a community smile as they undertook a litter pick complete in full fancy dress costumes. The Luke family took part in this month's giant community litter pick organised by Thorpe St Andrew Town Council, in which more than 100 residents collected over 60 bags of rubbish. Andy Luke was dressed in a full stormtrooper's costume from head to toe for the pick, while his daughters Anya 7 and Leia 9 were dressed as Rey Skywalker and Princess Leia respectively. The family are members of the Norwich Star Wars Club, as well as the Vader's Raiders costume group in Suffolk, with Leia being named after Princess Leia. Mother Shelley Luke said, "People were giggling and smiling at the costumes. We received some comments saying we had made their day. The girls have loved dressing up since before they could walk, so they are used to it and having people take pictures when we go to events like Cromer Carnival." The children, who attend Hillside Avenue, were also able to walk past a friend's house in their costumes before the litter pick to make him smile on his birthday. A number of children attended the litter pick with the Luke family, helping to clear the full area of Fitzmaurice Park.
Going back to a group gym class after a year away will be daunting for anyone, unless you went to Norwich's Nuffield Gym last weekend. To celebrate their first week back, staff put on superhero-themed sessions to celebrate the return to group classes and also as a nod to the work done by key workers during the pandemic. Gym-goers were joined by East Anglian Air Ambulance mascot Helibobs to work out and raise money for the life-saving charity while in fancy dress. Spider-Man, Wonder Woman and Wolverine were among those who stopped by the Barrack Street gym to play their part. Fitness manager Alex Walters said, "The whole week was a bit of a celebration for members to mark a bit of normality and freedom. Coming back from lockdown, there's been a lot of focus on how people feel mentally. So it's important that we had a bit of fun while raising money for a really cool cause."